Dan King and John Booten, who worked in the wine and cheese departments in the Hanover store, did not speak at the board meeting. But they have told the media that they were fired without explanation on June 13th and escorted out of the Hanover co-op. That didn't sit well with customers like Marguerite Ames, who circulated petitions in their defense before the meeting. Ames guesses King and Booten were fired merely because they questioned management and served as sounding boards for other unhappy employees.
Communicating things that weren't necessarily working well. And I think that that probably wasn't taken too well.
Ames and others have formed a group called Concerned About the Co-op, and they have gathered about 700 signatures demanding the employees' reinstatement and an end to the policy allowing the manager to fire workers at will without explanation. That, says member Antoinette Jacobson, may be how big box stores behave, but it's not what she expects from her co-op.
People are saying, oh, we want to destroy the co-op. We don't want to destroy the co-op, but we do want to change the corporatization of the co-op.
Opponents say the firing was a symptom of a larger problem, that managers have lost touch with customers and workers. But others at the meeting argued that co-ops have to get more corporate to survive. Ed Howes is a buyer, one of about six employees at the meeting, who said they were happy to work for a company thriving in a tough economy.
What today we're finding is that any co-op needs to be a strong business.
Still, the dissident members say, a strong business must also be ethical and transparent about its finances. They note the annual report does not disclose the salaries of managers. After the meeting, board president Margaret Dry said the firings were done within the policies set by the board, but now she says the board will review those policies.
In some ways, it's about what is the soul of the co-op. And a co-op, you may know, is a store that is much more than a store. And that's what's near and dear to people's hearts.
About 300 co-op members attended the town hall portion of the meeting. Recording and photography were not allowed. About two-thirds of the speakers were critical of the board and manager, but there were strong defenders as well. Still, some opponents are boycotting and redeeming shares to protest what they believe are unfair labor practices. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.